Good morning to you.
Tell me some of your thoughts and reflections upon these historic developments.
I cannot tell you how happy I am. I am so happy. I am nearly stoned with joy, not with drugs. It's a very unimaginable thing that people have really lost hope deep enough to stop hoping for it.
For Americans who might not know, what was life in Egypt like under Mubarak?
Under Mubarak, it was a great decoration. He did not fool anyone, but it was, we had a parliamentary life of 15 parties that no one knows, and no one participates in it. We are speaking about less than 0.5% participating in the political process. There was some sort of free press, but not really free. There was elections, but not really real elections or honest elections. And they made that into the law, then the constitutions. Basically, they made life miserable for almost everyone. Poverty was a common thing. The middle class was deteriorating. And having a dirty, beautiful city, it's a beautiful city, but it was so dirty to a point that because nobody is doing their job and nobody cares. It's not their country anymore. So it was not a happy life. It was not anything that any American would tolerate or accept, any decent person. Basically, people robbed of their power, robbed of their money, robbed of their resources, robbed of everything, of their freedom as well, of course.
Do you think the people of Egypt have set an example for the rest of the Middle East and the rest of the world by doing this relatively bloodlessly, 18 days of more or less peaceful protests?
I think that this is the first revolution without a leader done by the people for their own future.
The military is in temporary control. How optimistic are you for true democracy in Egypt?
I am. That's a very good question here. I am so optimistic because Mubarak kept the strictly military people. He kept the uninnovative, if you want, people who do not have a vision. So that's the edge that basically he kept, only the loyal who are willing to not be corrupt, but be just a professional in their as military people, so as much as this can happen. So this led that they are really not capable of doing anything. So I still believe them. I do believe them that they stay here for a very short time in power to make a peaceful transition. So far, I trust them, even though they are not to be trustworthy 100% without... nobody is giving a carte blanche, let's put you that way. No one should, and nobody will.
Osama Fatim is an Egyptian expatriate who lives in Wanakee. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you, sir.